Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting second. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Reynolds. Batting fourth. The DH, Nick Swisher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ryan Raburn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mike Aviles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Marson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Drew Stubbs. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Zach McAllister. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alejandro Diaz. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Kepinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Blake Tecot. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. And now, play ball. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kipnis for the out. 2 outs. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Diaz. The throw from Marson and he is safe. Diaz steals second. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alex Rios batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Raburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raburn strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reynolds scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gillespie for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chisenhall hits a line drive into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Marson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Marson hits a fly ball into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McAllister, and towards Kipnis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Blake Tecot is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tecot takes first base on ball 4. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaza is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Diaza bunts in front of the plate. Marson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tecot moves to second. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kepinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brantley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipnis strikes out. 1 out. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rios. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Brantley moves to third. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gillespie is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillespie takes first base on ball 4. Dunn moves to second. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. Rayburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Flowers hits a line drive into right field. Rayburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0 for 1 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gillespie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marson is 0 for 1 in the game. Marson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Blake Tecot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tecot is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tecot strikes out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Diaza hits a pop-up towards short. Aviles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kepinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 0 for 2 in the game. Rios hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stubbs moves to third. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stubbs scores. Brantley moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Nate Jones now pitching. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brantley tags and scores. 1 out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Kipnis steals second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Kipnis steals third. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayburn hits a fly ball into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gillespie hits a pop-up towards first. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers hits a fly ball into right field. Rayburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Hill now pitching. Blake Tecot is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Marson and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Blake Tecot is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tecot is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tecot strikes out. Marson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tecot out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0 for 2 in the game. Aviles hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Chisenhall takes first base on ball 4. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marson is 0 for 2 in the game. Marson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Tecot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Diaza strikes out. One out. Brian Shaw now pitching. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kepinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Rayburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brantley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis hits a fly ball into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Crane now pitching. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Tyler Green pinch runs for Adam Dunn. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-3 in the game. Konerko is hit by the pitch. Green moves to second. Nick Hagedone now pitching. Dwayne Wise pinch runs for Paul Konerko. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gillespie strikes out. 1 out. Joe Smith now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aviles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Kepinger now playing first base. Tyler Green now playing second base. Addison Reed now pitching. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Tecot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Rayburn strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aviles is 0-for-3 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Chisenhall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.